This is Earth Files, the award-winning news site with the latest updates in science, environment, and real X-Files. Podcasting in-depth reports beyond the 6 o'clock news by Emmy Award-winning journalist Linda Moulton Howe.
The last week of April 2007, media headlined that University of California, San Francisco biochemists had, quote, tracked down suspect in honeybee disappearances, unquote. The culprit? The news media called it a fungus. But it's not a fungus. It's a one-celled protozoan called Nosema serinae. The problem with that proposed answer? Nosema serinae had been identified long before in Spain, other European countries, and the United States in both healthy, normal honeybees, as well as bee bodies found around empty hives where colony collapse disorder has been reported. In CCD, the bees have disappeared in the billions in both the northern and southern hemispheres since the fall of 2006. 5 months ago, in December, scientists in the Colony Collapse Disorder Working Group reported to the public that whatever was causing the massive honeybee disappearances was also severely suppressing honeybee immune systems, leaving the bees vulnerable to all sorts of pathogens, including the Nosema protozoan. The fragility of the honeybee immune system was confirmed by the Genome Project last October, which for the first time mapped all the genes in honeybees. DNA researchers found that there were not many genes to deal with poisons or to fight off disease. The conclusion was that honeybees might be especially vulnerable to attacks by pathogens and pesticides and other toxins. The University of Montana's Bee Alert Group recently surveyed more than 500 American beekeepers to find out how many have had bees disappear. The statistic now is 38% of beekeepers have reported hive disappearances, some losing 75% or more of all their bees. One bee colony in California went from thriving to complete disappearance in only 2 days. That's why the late April 2007 UC San Francisco announcement that Nosema serinae was most likely the cause of CCD was surprising and confusing. This week, I asked Jerry Hayes, chief of the apiary section at Florida's Department of Agriculture in Gainesville, Florida, about the Nosema news release.
That was kind of an awkward situation because the CCD working group had already identified Nosema serinae, which is a one-cell protozoan that lives in a honeybee's intestine. The lab in California didn't contact us, but it was good that they did the work because it confirmed what we had already known. But it doesn't seem to be a major player at this time because all the samples that we have taken from all bees seem to have serinae in them. So it's not something that appears to be a brand new pathogen.
Well, then why did this hit the headlines with that professor seeming to say this is the answer?
Got me, Linda.
Well, I wanted to understand because I thought I had talked with you and Professor Cox Foster and all of these people in the 2 weeks leading up to when you and I had talked,
right. And
nobody was focusing on Nosema, but I knew that it had come up back in February because they had found it in Spain.
Yeah, and so then there was separate diagnosis of that from the USDA lab in Beltsville probably a month ago, and so this was not something new to us, and then have this kind of blurted out, we thought was kind of interesting.
Is there any reason why the San Francisco researchers who put out the information about Nosema possibly being the explanation for the colony collapse disorder, not having checked with the colony collapse disorder scientists before releasing the information?
It certainly seems to be a disconnect in the communication process, and we hope that in the future our other colleagues in other realms and expertises will be able to work more closely with us. These guys kind of charged ahead and identified something we already knew about, and This has been widely identified in Europe and Spain and France for several years. And so there are treatments, there are controls for it. So it's something that beekeepers are addressing already.
Why did the Colony Collapse Disorder Science Group dismiss Nosema as not being